Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dentally Speaking. I appreciate you tuning in. It's nice to have you here. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's been a beautiful week as far as I'm concerned. I think the rain is great because it rains and we have our plants grow, our flowers bloom and all that stuff, and then it gets nice again. It's almost tropical. I know that not everybody agrees with me, but but I do think it's neat. I've been traveling a little bit this last week, actually doing some interviews for future Teeth Across America episodes. Today is a Teeth Across America episode. This is show number 289. Rapidly closing in on show number 300. And so what I did with this show is we interviewed some folks who came to our booth when we had the Rolling Studios inside the Lausche building at the Ohio Expo Center. We interviewed a bunch of people while we were there. And so I think what we're going to do, you know what? Yeah, let's go ahead and start with those. And we'll start listening to the interviews. And then I'll talk some more later.
What color are they?
Blue and green.
Blue and green. Is that just school colors?
No.
Oh, you just like blue and green?
Yeah.
How much longer?
Like another half a year.
Half a year?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad. Let me see. Open. Did they have to take out first by cuspids? No, they didn't. Didn't have to take any teeth out, huh? That's good. That's
yeah.
Good. You still have your wisdom teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What grade are you in?
Six.
Six?
I get them off in the fall, so.
Okay. Just a few months. That's cool. So she's going to have a pretty smile, huh?
I hope so. Paying up for it.
Well, everybody needs straight teeth. Everybody needs pretty teeth,
yes,
right?
I agree.
So, Knight, what does your shirt say?
I don't know.
You don't know? You just bought it?
Yeah.
Mom bought it?
Oh, it's a hand-me-down, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hi.
Yeah,
did you guys want to do the toss? Did you want to try to win a little toothbrush thing? You sure? It's not that hard.
No.
I even made one.
Did you?
Yeah. Do you want to try?
I'm good.
You don't? Okay. It's more than a toothbrush. It's a whole pack of stuff.
Oh, but it's a dentist. Oh, shoot.
Hi there.
Okay.
How are you?
You're from television.
No, 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 no. It's radio. It's radio. Oh.
No. You're
amazing.
You have a TV commercial.
That's right. Do you want to talk to me on my radio show? It's not live. It's recorded. Okay. What's your name?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm great. I love your commercial. You're great. I watch it on television all the time. I'm so serious.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. Thank you. Which one do you like the best? Which makeover?
It's kind of hard to decide. You just do really good work.
Oh,
and
thanks.
You just seem really positive. You have a great aura.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that. I am pretty positive, you know, because that's the only way to be.
Yes, and I was also thinking when I was watching one of your commercials, I was wondering to myself, how long have you been practicing? When did you decide to go from just regular dentistry to, like, you know, commercializing it and really trying to advertise? Because you do a really great job.
Thank you, and that's a really good question. It was the year was, I think, 2000, so I've been in business for 33 years, so it was probably 19 to 20 years after I got out of dental school.
Right. Well, that's because this is the technology era, and it's calling for that. And people need to see now. Not just know, but just see.
Yeah, you know what? You know, the story behind it is, I think it's kind of neat. I was interviewed by the Columbus Dispatch for an article about the sedation that's out there, and I do IV sedation. They'd been contacted by a dentist who was doing some sedation. He'd just taken a course, and he thought it was interesting, so he sent in an idea for a story. And the reporter did some research and discovered that he wasn't the only one doing it, that there were others, and he found me and called and said, "Can I talk to you about this?" So I said, sure, and we talked for over an hour, and I said, do you want to talk to some of these patients that I've sedated? And he says, that'd be great. So we arranged that, and then he ran this story, and within 2 weeks of the story running, our phone just rang off the hook like crazy.
Wow, that's incredible.
But here's the thing. I'd been doing that dentistry for 19 years, and I thought, well, why didn't people know that?
Right.
What was the answer, right? The answer is I didn't tell them.
Right, you didn't make it clear. They didn't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
Well, now they know.
Exactly. Nobody knew. So that's when it was like a light went off in my head, and I said, okay, if I don't tell people what makes me different than the other offices out there, who's going to do that?
Right.
Nobody, right?
Absolutely.
It has to be me.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of when this quest, if you will, started, is to get the word out that it no longer has to hurt. You don't have to be rushed. You don't have to do anything. If you don't like your dentist, find a new one.
Absolutely.
Really, they can't go very far without running into one, right?
Yeah, my son is 10, and I've been explaining to him that he now has his permanent teeth. I've been explaining to him, his name is Garrett, and I'm always saying, Garrett, now these are your permanent teeth. We really need to take care of these teeth. We brush, we make sure that we give him, he has great dental hygiene, because we only get one set of them. I mean, we get the initial set when we're babies, but those fall right out. So it's really important, and I've always explained to him. So every time, it's kind of odd, every time I see your commercial, I swear I think of my son and like that little lecture of, you know, take care of it.
Right. You get one body to travel through time in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, like it or not, that's the one. And if there's something you don't like about it and you can make it better, like a smile makeover, then why not, right? Or tooth whitening.
Right. I've actually been very lucky. I'm 46. I've never had a cavity.
That's cool.
I do have a cap in the front.
You saw me looking, didn't you?
What? Yeah.
As soon as she said that, I looked.
Yeah, I chipped my tooth when I was 12.
Okay.
And this is the second cap. I just had it replaced. I got it replaced when I was 13, and it lasted until I was almost 40.
Wow.
And then it came out, and then this is a new cap that I just got. I wish I'd have known you then. Definitely would have came to you.
Yeah. Well, it's not too late.
Well, what do you think?
Actually, you know what?
I know you can tell which one it is.
Yeah, I can. It's your left front one. And it's really not bad. It's pretty good. It's a really tough thing to match one front tooth.
Yeah.
And the best I can tell, it's all porcelain, right? They didn't put any metal under it.
Right, it's all porcelain.
Which is the way you need to do it on front teeth. So they did a good job that way.
The back is a little thin. Like when I rub my tongue along it, my other teeth are thicker. And like the back is a little thinner.
Okay.
I haven't had any issues with it at all. So.
Yeah, as long as it seals, the thickness or thinness really doesn't matter. So you should be good. And yeah, it was a tough thing to match.
Yeah, I get. My sons were looking for dental care for my son. Do you do dental care for
children? Yeah.
So we'll actually give you a call. Do you have a card?
Okay. We do. Here, let's grab one. And here we go. Let's see, it has the radio show on one side and it has the dental office on the other side.
Gotcha. Oh, you're on High Street.
Yeah, where are you?
Well, my pal. So close High Street in Powell, right at the intersection of Powell Road and 23.
Okay, yeah. I actually live up close to there. I live just north of 270.
Got it.
Okay.
Well, you lost me on the north thing. That's what my GPS is for.
Well, actually, women don't do north, south, east, and west.
I don't.
They do right and left.
No, I actually do my side, your side.
Do oh, okay.
My side or do I turn towards your side? Yeah.
It depends what side of the car you drive.
Exactly.
You're in.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for coming up and visiting with us. Here's some of the befores and afters.
Well, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
You're definitely impressive.
Oh, thanks so much. And tune in. Have you heard the radio show tomorrow morning at 8? Every Sunday morning at 8. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So we're closing in on 300 shows.
And we'll be contacting you about my son.
Perfect. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot-reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610.
Ba-doobie-doop, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-25.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr Kavitsko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
All right, and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitsko. Hey, if you can do me a favor, go to my Facebook page, The Office Facebook page. It's Dr. Kavitsko and Associates, and like us. We'd really appreciate that. Also, you can follow me at Dr. Kavitsko on Twitter. That's at Dr. Kavitsko. I don't know if you know how to spell Dr. Kavitsko now that I think about it. It's D-R-K-V-I-T-K-O. All right. So, all right, now we are doing a Dr. Kavitsko dentally, what are we trying to say? Teeth Across America episode. This is episode 289. And this is interviews. These are interviews from the Women's Expo. So let's go ahead and listen to some more.
All right, so let's see. Hey, Jackie, we were talking a little bit about this new technology called, it's called CAD-CAM, okay?
Okay.
And it's same-day crowns, and you come in, and instead of getting an impression, we still prepare the tooth the way we would normally prepare it. Let me show you. So look, I can rotate this, and you get an
idea. Oh, I see now. Okay.
You can see what you're looking at?
Yes.
Okay.
From that angle, it's very clear. Got it.
Okay. And so the tooth has been shaved down, and instead of an impression, we take an infrared camera, this right here. See this here? And we just hold that over the tooth, and it takes a series of pictures. And then I can even go back and show you. Look, we'll go back to this area. I'm going to go further back in the step. See, we take a picture. It takes the teeth next to it. It takes pictures of the teeth that it bites against. Look, here's a file right here. So these are the bottom teeth, okay? And then it also takes a picture of the person biting their teeth together. So and then it marries them together. So then the computer creates what it thinks is the ideal crown.
But not every dentist has this, correct?
No, it's about, last I heard, there might be, what do they tell me? There's a study club for this, 40, 50 dentists in Central Ohio. There's about 834 dentists in Central Ohio, and I think about 40 or 50 of them have this. I was one of the original ones to have it, but you know, people are catching up now. So.
Absolutely.
So then from here, we move forward, and it will do what's called a milling preview. It tells us how it's going to do. Look, it tells us which way, see how it,
yes.
That's like a little handle. So this is the cheek side of the tooth, and then when I tell that machine to start, the other thing we have to do is tell it what size block we're going to use, and we see that it has to match up with what's in the milling machine, so it's a 12. And then I'm just going to spin this so we can see it a little bit. So see, this is the cheek side here, and then this is the tongue side biting surface. And then all I do is I push start milling, and you'll hear it start to make some sounds. I don't know if I'll be able to pick up on them or not. But there it goes.
Yes,
now see, it's positioning the instruments now.
And oh my gosh, that's
watch
amazing.
It. Okay, so it's going to go through a zeroing process. I have to push start now. It had to get ready. Okay, so watch. It's going to go through, and you've got these two cutters, one on each side. One has a flat end to it. The other one has a pointy end. Both of them are diamonds. And you can't tell right now, but those burrs are spinning real, real slow. Can you see them? Look at, they're spinning, and it's slowly coming in, and you're going to see it stop spinning here in a minute. I realize this is radio, but I'm just describing. So in a minute, you're going to see that when it'll stop, and you'll see the grit, and then it's going to take a measurement. And here, that one's coming in, there. See it stop?
Yes.
Now it's going to do it again. It's taking another measurement, and then it's going to spin it around. See, watch, now it's doing from top to bottom. It's doing this measurement and that measurement.
Yes.
So now it's turned around, it's doing it again. So it's basically zeroing, making sure it knows where it starts, where it's supposed to be. And then it's doing the other side. I know this might be boring on the radio, but it's actually pretty cool. And so what it's telling us, you notice right over here, it says 6 minutes and 20 seconds, 6 minutes 19. See right there? Okay, now it's just doing a couple more measurements, 6 minutes, 18 seconds, and pretty soon, okay, it's almost ready. Oh, and see, now it's measuring it from the top. It's going to kind of go down like that. Okay, so now the water jets are going to turn on, the lubrication. So see, it's dropped down. It's only 5 minutes
right.
and 2 seconds. You'll see the water spray come on.
Yes.
It's thinking about it, and let's see. It's funny because it's very high tech. It has its own way. So what happens then is it's going to cut a three-dimensional object with those two cutters. It is going to cut a perfectly shaped crown with a perfect fit with 1/4 of a micron tolerance. You know how much a micron is?
No.
A micron is 1 × 10⁻⁶. That's little. So it's like a fourth of one of those. So let's see. Okay, see? I'm going to put this back on.
What do you think about my teeth?
Oh, what am I? I think you have a pretty smile. I think that I'm almost afraid to say. Do you really want to know?
Absolutely.
Okay. No, you have a pretty smile. I think that if you had had the other tooth, your other front tooth done at the same time so that it could have been the exact same shape, then it wouldn't have been. It's a pretty nice crown, but it's not the same shape as the other one.
You would crown a tooth that didn't need crown so they would match?
Yeah, I hate to say that, but it's so important in the front like that.
Right.
Either that or just get it exactly right, you know, have the lab get it exactly. You could potentially veneer the one. So you don't have to take the whole tooth down to match the one that's the crown. But here, listen to this. Hear it?
Yeah.
So you see it's, I don't know if you can tell, but, and by the way, from this picture over here that was on this, the back part, the part that's touching the stem, is going to be the cheek side. The part that we stare at right now is going to be the tongue side. And then the part that is going to be slide over the tooth, the hollow part, is being cut by this one on our left. And the one that's going to be the biting surface, the right side, the right cutter is cutting the biting surface. So in another 3 minutes and 24 seconds, we're going to have a full-size crown ready that would fit that person's tooth exactly. And by the way,
that short amount of time.
Yeah, we could even make one of your front teeth with this.
That's amazing.
You never seen this before?
No, ever. Never.
We've had it about 5-7 years, something like that.
That's amazing. I'm barely impressed.
See how fast it's going?
That's amazing.
So hang on, because like I said, now you can kind of see lots of lubrication, but you see how it's getting hollow over on my side there?
Yes, yes I can.
Yeah. And so this machine knows every little scratch it's going to make. If you look at this, and I don't know if I'm allowed to spin this while it's, oh yeah. See, look inside there. You can see every little dimple that the cutters are going to make. It knows that you're going to be able to see the outline of that cutter there. See that?
Yes.
So when we take the crown out of this milling machine, we'll be able, if we look at it with a microscope or at least magnification, we'll be able to see it looks just like that, every little cutting mark.
I like it.
So just another minute and 55 seconds and we'll have it out of the machine. Let's listen to it.
I wish I would have known about this when I was getting my crown. You don't know what you don't know, though.
Exactly, which is what my show is all about.
I know.
You never know what you're going to get, either. You never know what...
I'm going to become a dentist junkie.
You could do that.
I'm going to become obsessed with dentistry.
We need more people obsessed with dentistry. You could start your own cult.
Yes.
Jackie's Dental...
Yeah. Jackie's Dental... Jackie's... Well, if we were going to do that, we'd have to go with my full name and say Jacqueline. And we would say... Jacqueline's Dental.
Maybe you could use Junkie and
surprise.
Then it would...
Surprise. Jacqueline's Dental Surprise.
Okay.
I like it because you never know. It could be
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the name of the show should be Dr. Kavitko's Dental Surprise or something.
Absolutely.
So now you notice it started sounding different. It's sounding different. So let me listen. Here, let's put this in. So actually what it did was it stopped and made another measurement just to make sure it knew where it was. And then it'll make a different sound when we get down to about 15 seconds.
Okay, so basically that's a crown in a lunch hour.
Yeah, actually it is. It's while you wait, you don't have to come back,
Amazing, because people's time is just absolutely crucial now. And a lot of people don't have a lot of extra time. A lot of people forego all types of things. There are certain parts of our body that we'll forego because we think we don't have time. And unfortunately, I think our teeth are one of those things. And I think if we could have more things like this, more innovation where it's convenient or shorter, what's in our mind is convenient or shorter, because really it's in our mind that we don't need to take care of our teeth. But if you're going to, you know, play into us people that are silly and think our teeth aren't important, then you've got an hour lunch and you've got your teeth taken care of.
The same thing with the 6-month smiles, you know, straightening people's teeth. Okay, now here, listen, it's done. Well, here, I'll finish what I was going to say, and that is I can straighten an adult's teeth in about 3 months.
Wow.
So if I could tell you that I could straighten your teeth before your next cleaning. Okay, now I'm opening up the little container, and here you go. Here,
wow.
Hold it.
Wow!
Isn't that cool?
My bracelet sucker.
Come out into the light.
That is amazing. It's a tooth.
And it would slide right over top of your tooth.
Okay, I want to take it home and put it under my pillow and see if I get any money.
You know, you can actually have it if you want. I'll let you take it. So see this little nib here?
Uh-huh.
We have to trim that off. That's called a sprue. And that's where it was attached to the main part of the porcelain. And so I'll take a diamond burr next to the chair, and I'll just grind that flat. Then we polish it up, make it all nice and shiny.
And then that just slides right over top of your tooth, and you just seal it in there.
We cement it on. Yeah, that's the finished result. It's made out of the same thing as the one you're wearing.
Wow. That's amazing.
We can also stain and glaze it. Let's say you had like a little chalky spot on the next tooth, and we want to put a chalky spot on this. We have white stain, bluish, reddish, brownish, whatever you need, and we dab a little on and we bake it in the oven, and it looks like
the other tooth.
Yeah.
That is really amazing. That's really fascinating. There definitely needs to be more awareness about taking care of our teeth. I just don't think people understand how important that really is. I mean, so many people, you get older, you see people, older people, and their teeth are just gone, and it's like they didn't understand.
I know. I was talking to my state senator, Senator Jim Hughes. And in the same room was, let's see, he had the lobbyist for Delta Dental, and they were supposed to have somebody from the ODA, Ohio Dental Association, but I don't think they could make it. But I think he had his aide in the room, and me and Dr. Beck, one of my associates, went with me. And we were talking about how dental insurance hasn't been raised in 53 years, the yearly maximum.
Yeah.
And I said to them, I said, you know, we all live in a bubble. Those of us in the room, we had dental care as a child, and we've continued to have dental care. But the vast majority of people out there, they don't go.
Right. They absolutely do not. For some reason, people think that that's not important. And it is very important.
Right, right. I mean, you can't concentrate if you're in pain.
Right, absolutely.
If you're afraid to smile, you're going to not maybe have as many friends because people are going to think you're either shy or you're, I don't know, stuck up or something, right?
Right. I like the stuck up one better.
You like the stuck up one? Yeah. I mean, you know, you have to. And by the way, did you know that people can tell if you're smiling from 300 feet away?
No, I didn't know that.
That's the length of a football field.
I didn't know that. But I always heard it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile.
That's
and
true.
I'm always stuck with that. My mother said that from the time I was a small girl.
That's a good way. That's a good thing to know. And a good way to raise somebody is to just be positive, be happy, have a positive outlook, right?
Absolutely.
And if you're always looking away or smiling with your lips closed, you can't be that person that you want to be.
Yeah, I never do that. I always smile.
Good.
I do. Especially now that I've met you.
You're funny. Okay, do you want to keep the crown?
I'd love to keep the
crown. Okay, you can have it as a souvenir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay, you're the
so
best.
Thanks for talking to me.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
All right, Jackie had some really great insights. And by the way, that machine that we were listening to, the one that was milling the crown while we were waiting there, I have the new version. I got the new version, I think it was two Fridays ago. And the newest version is called Omnicam. And rather than taking pictures, it actually takes video of the teeth working on, the teeth up above it, or if it's a bottom tooth, and then the bite. And I can't believe just how much more accurate this is than the other. It's just phenomenal. I mean, it just literally, you know, we talk about fits like a glove. This fits better than a glove. Because it really does. And so, but hey, remember Jackie mentioned that it takes more muscles to frown than to smile. That'll be important to you later because we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. But before we do the question, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and before I give the question, let me remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your business this Tuesday afternoon. All right, the question of the day is, does it take more muscles to frown or to smile? All right, does it take more muscles to frown or to smile? The winner receives free flowers from Weistember. The phone number, 459-9769, 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Looking to lose that winter weight? Ready for summertime, pools, and wedding season? If so, New Leaf Health and Body is ready for you. New Leaf Health and Body provides a pain-free system without any side effects or downtime. The New Leaf approach reduces fat without painful exercise and crazy diets for men and women who want to lose inches, especially in those trouble spots. Shed those unwanted inches and be ready for the summer within weeks. Schedule your appointment today with New Leaf by calling 614-799-4610.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Okay, and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and we had Sherry, Karen, and Terry on the line. The person who called on line four apparently hung up before we could get to them. But anyway, so let me just, I'm going to roll a dice, and we'll find out which caller we're going to go with. I don't know if you can hear that or not. Okay, so it says that we're going with line four. That would be Sherry. Hey, Sherry. Sherry. On line one? Line four. Okay, we got it. I think I confused my producer there for a minute. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Sherry, what's your answer to whether it takes more muscles to smile or more muscles to frown?
I think it takes more muscles to frown.
It does. Very good. Jackie was right, wasn't she? And by the way, if somebody wants to look up a little more information, you can go to zidbits.com. They have a little story about it. And so, hey, Terry, or Sherry, what do you do for a living?
I work at the Ohio State University Medical Center.
Oh, you do? Okay, yep. So you're in medical yourself. Okay.
Yes.
And if you'll hang on, we are going to get your information so we can get you the flowers from Vice Denver, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for listening. And Karen and Terry, and the person who we lost on line four, go ahead and call back next week, okay? All right, so now we're going to go back to these interviews that I did. This is a Teeth Across America episode, and let's listen in.
Oh, no, I think what I'm going to have done is too expensive.
What are you going to have done?
I'm going to end up having to have all my teeth pulled.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. They're all breaking and disintegrating.
Can you smile for me?
Do I have to?
You don't have to, but so nobody else sees. Okay, open a little bit. Be up here. Is it up by the gum line?
It's up on
the top half? Yeah.
Yeah. I can. And then these ones are broken. These ones have already been pulled on the side.
I can show you other people that we did that started out just like that. And so
I just think it would be too expensive.
You talk to a patient, I'm working, and I said, I got to get my driveway resealed. I'd love to have it. I always have to seal the asphalt every year. And they said, how much is the concrete driveway? And I said, I looked at him and I said, I don't know. And they said, well, how do you know you can't afford it? You never got an estimate. And I said, I looked at him kind of embarrassingly, and I said, you're right. So I did. I got an estimate for a cement driveway. And it was a little more expensive than I had at the time, but it wasn't out of the reach. You know, it was something that within about a year, maybe a year and a half, I'd gotten a concrete driveway because I had a number, you know. So that's just the way I've done my business in a couple instances. You might try the same approach because I've seen so many people with bad dentures, if they look really bad. You know, but they don't look like themselves. Take a card. Now, there is something else that we're doing. on June 14th, we have a free day of dentistry. If there's something that's hurting you now, you can come and get that taken care of that
day. Yeah, I'm not having any pain. It's just everything is breaking.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there's a lady, one of these, and, you know, it's not always, sometimes things, situations change. I've had people that they can't afford it. They're a little bit upset like yourself. Something changed. In this case, in one case, the mother decided she was going to pay for it, and she did. Mom came in, sat through the consultation, and we did this beautiful job, and Mom's just so happy that she was able to do that for her daughter. The other one was, this is kind of sad, but this young man, we did a trial smile for him, which is to put a piece of, I custom make a piece of plastic to cover up the teeth, covers up all the cavities, and it just shows the person what they're going to look like when it's done.
Right.
And he came in and he liked it and we gave him a price and he couldn't afford it. He'd gone home and he showed his mom and she loved it. Well, we didn't hear from him for about a year. And what had happened was 2 months prior, his mom was diagnosed with a terminal illness and she passed away. With almost no notice. But she made him promise her before she died that he would go back to school and get a degree and that he would get his teeth done.
Wow.
Now, what really makes my heart warm about this is that she, before dying, got to see what he would look like with his teeth finished.
Right.
Even though they weren't really done, they looked just exactly like they did when I finished. You know what I mean?
Because
I sent him home with pictures.
Right.
So she saw it, and I, you know, he appreciated it. He's still a patient, and he's about to graduate. He's got like 9 months left, and, you know, he's tickled with, he gave us great reviews, you know, and so things change. You may be at a point where you can't afford it and just try to hang on.
I'm on disability, so I don't foresee that changing anytime soon.
Well, I don't know, you'd be surprised. I don't know, unless you've decided that you're always going to, there's nothing you can do, I guess. I don't know the situation, so I shouldn't say much. But living with something you don't like or it hurts.
I agree. And at this point, it's an embarrassment factor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand, because we undo that for a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah, we're in the business of changing that. So they can, you should see the before and after. If you just look at her before, she's smiling, but her eyes aren't smiling. Look at how her eyes are glistening in the after. If you see the full face pictures, look at his strained smile on the left and his smile on the right. And I don't have her full face, but hers is kind of the same, but we just closed the space.
Okay.
She was unhappy with her space. That's a trial smile, by the way. That's not the finished result. You can see it's all one piece of plastic. That's a finished result, though.
And, I mean, I know you don't know the price, obviously, but do you know, like, what neighborhood dentures would run all
the time? Dentures run about $1,750 each, each charge.
$3,
and I could be off a little bit. In fact, my office manager's there. You might want to get a real number from her.
Okay.
There, that's her.
Dentist?
Look at the close-ups. It's coming. Look at
it. Nobody loves their dentist.
Yes, they do. See that? She looks like you, right? Maybe even worse. But she couldn't hide hers anymore.
Yeah.
Did you notice? They were showing
her. Oh, no, at this point, I can still hide most of it.
But that's the one whose mom paid for it.
They're just in different sizes.
And we did, I did root canals on all those teeth. I didn't have to take any of them out.
Wow.
They were root canals. I saved every one of them.
Yeah.
But some of these makeovers are dentures. If one pops up, I'll show you. That's a trial smile. That's not even done yet. That's just a trial smile to show her how she would look with that gap gone.
Those are the 6 month smiles.
Those are porcelain veneers. Those are porcelain crowns. Look at the before and after of her face in just a minute. That's not her. That's a denture. But let me just, I think her face will pop up here soon. And I swear she went like looking like not her. It may come. But I mean, I swear she looks like a model now. You know? She's a mom with a little boy. And
well, prior to getting sick, my teeth were in perfect condition. I don't feel the same.
You don't what?
I don't feel the same.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, I understand. And I'll tell you what, the woman that I just showed you there, hers was very, very expensive. I can't remember exactly.
Okay.
But she came in. I know we did the sedation. We got everything done in like a couple big appointments. Not only did she pay tens of thousands of dollars, she brought us a fruit basket. She brought us a gift.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's not like I paid you all this money, this better be right. It was like, I can't believe you've given me my life back kind of thing is how she, and you know, she wrote a review for us and she brought us fruit. She wrote a thank you card. I mean, this is changing lives kind of stuff. And the way I look at it, you know what, 10, 20, 30,000, whatever it is. Look, there she is.
Okay.
Does she look like a model?
big difference.
She had holes in her teeth when we started. Did you see them?
Yep.
You could physically see holes.
Yeah.
There, look at that one. That's just a, like, stained teeth.
Right.
She had just finished braces. That's that guy, that young man
okay.
I was showing you. Look at that. He had had oral surgery twice and orthodontics three times, and he looked like that still.
Oh, my God.
And then he came to my office. I did it all by myself. Didn't send him to any specialists. I just did it. Isn't that neat?
Okay.
So we didn't use braces on him. We just made his teeth look straight by doing crowns and some elective root canals. That's a denture on the right, but it looks natural, doesn't it?
It does.
You'll see his full face coming up. It's not married to the pictures for some reason, but in there, that's a trial smile.
Okay.
This is his rotten teeth. Later on, you'll maybe see his finished results. So it's something we like to do. I think we're good at it. I think we take good care of people. We don't hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this girl, that's her temporaries. This girl, we did a makeover on her, and a year later, she came back to the office with a picture, a photograph of her and me and my wife together. And on the frame, it said, from dentistry to artistry, and she now marks time from the anniversary of when she had her makeover.
Wow.
She came in on the anniversary of her makeover to thank us again.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that neat? So when that woman that was here earlier and said, nobody likes the dentist, I said, that's not true, because I'll tell you what, you do this for people,
right?
They like it.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. Oh, look at the end. We look at the close up of it. Remember, you saw the trial smile earlier.
Yeah.
See how
difference.
The finished result was? It looked almost like that, but nicer. So, anyway, well, I'm sorry I took up so much of your time.
Okay.
I think your friends are probably waiting for you.
That's
What's your name?
Shannon.
Nice to meet you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Okay, let us know if we can do it.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a
You're
doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me. People with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kavitko & Associates. You make me smile like the sun.
Okay, we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you so much for joining me. We are listening to interviews that I did with folks who came to the Women's Expo. This is a Teeth Across America episode. It's episode number 289. And this next episode, there's a little bit more background noise. I want to apologize in advance for this. I don't really know why. I must have been holding my microphone wrong or something. But I did think it was still worth airing and still worth listening to. So we're going to go ahead and listen, and then it's a kind of a long one, but then I'll be back after this. Here we go.
By the way.
I told her,
what?
You did the work?
Yes. And I had to sedate Ted. He's very, he was homeless for so many years,
yes,
and he used all those drugs. His nervous system is kind of messed up, so you couldn't really touch him or his gums without sedation. One of the things, let me just show you. Is you see how his smile goes up and then back down?
Yeah.
We call that a reverse smile. Instead of smiling like this, his teeth are upside down.
By the way, we're talking about Ted Williams, Ted the Golden Voice Williams.
Up there.
Oh yeah, you're right. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now this was after his haircut, so he didn't quite look as homeless. But I teased him. I said, Ted, without your teeth, you just look like a homeless guy with a haircut. And of course, he laughed, but he also understood. And so it was a challenge because I have side shots which aren't on this poster, but what I needed to do is fill out, we think of the lips as the frame of a picture, you know, and the actual picture is the teeth. So the teeth need to fill the frame. And without braces and in only a couple of visits, I didn't have a lot of time because he was scheduled to go on the Today Show and the CBS Early Show and all of that. Jimmy Fallon and I think he... No, he didn't go on David Letterman. But anyway, so I had to do some gum contouring. I had to remove some gum tissue here and back here. So that... See how the teeth go all the way up now?
Oh, yeah.
It's a gingival contouring. See, like in the corners. See, like up there.
Mm-hmm.
See, look at.
Yeah.
I had to raise the gum line everywhere, so that the teeth are up in here, up under the lip, rather than down all by themselves. Look like
so
they're in another neighborhood.
So how did you straighten out his teeth so much?
Oh, and by the way, these are still temporary on the lower. The real ones look nicer. But again, I was limited as to how much access I had to him.
Mm-hmm.
What I did is I did crowns down here,
mm-hmm.
and we just made this tooth thicker to the front, so it's a crown that just slides over that to his tongue. That tooth is still crooked. That tooth is still back a little bit from the others, but to the front you can't tell. So it's kind of an oblong tooth if you looked at it down on top, but you can't tell from the front. And if you see any pictures of him lately, you'll notice that it looks even a lot better than that. But
now, on this, how many of these are crowns? Most of them or all of them?
Let me try to remember. Let's see. I think those are... Well, I know the front six are crowns for sure. Actually, in this picture, these were temporary because we'd made him... I think I made him a bridge and we were waiting for something to heal because I had to do an extraction or two.
I was just looking at the way they fit because my crowns look...
Your crowns...
Yeah.
They fit like that, or they don't fit like that?
But I was just looking, it looked like a crown there.
Oh,
I mean, that's what it was. Then you said there was a temporary.
Yeah.
But I was just noticing, I was trying to figure out how many of these were crowns on the other.
Yeah, these front six are the first that I did.
Amazing difference. Yeah, oh, yeah.
It really made them. You know, when I was talking to somebody the other day, I think he earned about $850,000 or something for this book that he wrote with a co-author. And I don't know if a company would be willing to write a check that big, and it was in two or three installments still, to somebody that still looked a bit homeless, you know? Because he just looks like he's turned a corner, he's respectable.
Yeah.
You know, we can work with this guy.
He's still having trouble with the drugs, so last I saw him on Dr. Phil.
Was that when he got out? Because it was called...
the rehab center, and he was still with his girlfriend.
Right, Kathy.
And I just knew that he was still in there. And he had just met with his daughter.
Now, you know, he eventually went back into rehab after that. He checked himself out after 9 days. But then, and he was out for a while. But then I'll get this right. It was May 4th of 2000 and... Was it last year? Either 2011 or 12, I'm losing track now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 2 years since this happened, so it would have been 11. And he went back in. It's called the Origins Recovery Center in South Padre Island, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And he spent the entire 90 days.
Good.
And when he got out on August 4th, see, Kathy went into rehab too in a different rehab center.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't together. And then they kind of reunited on August 4th. On
that
August... Yeah, well, especially crack. Ted came and spoke to my Rotary Club. And it was one of the earlier talks that he gave. And he talked about how he became addicted was he was smoking a joint, a marijuana cigarette, which back then they called them reefers, I guess.
Yeah.
And somebody gave him one, and he goes, wow, that's really good. That's better than what I usually get. Can I have another?
It was laced
with crack cocaine. It was laced with cocaine. He wasn't even his intent to use cocaine.
How old of a guy is he?
He is 55, I think.
And he's been addicted for a long time?
Well, he was homeless for 17 years. Let me think. How long ago did he...
And it followed his whole story.
I think he has 9 children or something like that. And a ton of... I know every time I'm talking to him on the phone, he has to go because his daughter or son or somebody called.
9 children.
But... He's working as a... Well, first of all, he still does the Kraft macaroni and cheese commercials.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen him on that.
Well, no, he's not on them. His face isn't, but his voice is. So, you know the one where it says, Kraft macaroni and cheese, you know you love it.
Oh,
That's
have to pay
Ted.
Attention to that.
That's Ted.
Yeah. Usually commercials
and
on those.
They always end with like a blue background, kind of a lighter blue than this. And then they had the macaroni as a smile. And you got the two made out of macaroni.
I'll have to pay attention.
Okay. And so you have, so there's that, and he continues to do those, because I just saw a new one the other day. But then also, he was approached by there's a speakers bureau out in Washington, D.C. It's the most prestigious speakers bureau, and it's the one that would book Colin Powell or former President Clinton, you know? So they flew him and his manager to D.C. about a month ago, and Ted did a little presentation for a bunch of those booking agents, so to speak. And I guess he knocked it out of the park, and so now they're going to be booking him 12 to 15 times a year
to speak about his story,
yeah. And, you know...
He must be a very good speaker. I mean,
he is. He's very...
It doesn't appear to be. I mean, he's got that radio voice, but he must be an intelligent kind of a speaker
that
holds your interest.
He is. And, you know, it's funny because he's college educated.
Is he really?
And so he's very smart. And yet he's very street smart.
Yeah,
so
sure.
it's a big mix of,
sure.
of you know, education and street mm-hmm. smarts. And he says things and tells you things that you had no idea really, you know, were out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to him a little bit about what happens if somebody comes and tries to take your spot in the woods. You know, what's the code? They have a code and that sort of thing. So I picked him up. I brought him with me. He was coming. I became a board member of this charity called Touch. And it helps people that have been in prison and have been in jail get reassimilated into society when they get out. And they start teaching them courses about 6 months before they get out. And they have a course called Criminal Thinking, pointing out to these guys and gals that they're thinking like a criminal. They need to change the way they think. And what I'm getting at is that it'd be something like they could justify stealing in their own mind because they felt they had to feed their family, so they thought it was okay. Or if they were doing good with the money, it was okay.
Oh, yeah.
But they have to change their way of thinking.
Okay,
right. So anyway, so we're in the car. I picked him up. Even though he drives, I just thought I'd pick him up. So we're on the way, and he goes, Dr. Kavicko, he goes, you know, I owe this many $1,000 on my car. I got paid this much a month on this apartment. He goes, I owe for this phone. He goes, I owe my attorney this much money. And he goes, I had to pay taxes. I had to pay $6,000 in taxes. And he's all upset. And he's just ranting and raving. And I looked at him and I said, Ted, you just described my life, except I owe more than you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, really? I said, yeah, that's what being a part of society is. You know, you pay taxes. That means you're a productive part of society.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Because he hadn't done it.
Right.
And I think when he fell into it, he just didn't know how to
Well,
react.
And the other thing he did, and I don't know if I saved it, but he called me on my cell phone once, and it was like, greetings to the Kavitko household from the Ted Williams household. You know, and then he went on to say what he was calling for. And I pointed out to him, I said, Ted, do you realize what you said? And he goes, no, what are you talking about? I said, you said from the Ted Williams household. I said, you were homeless for 17 years. Mm-hmm. You have a household, you know?
Well, he was older than when all of his troubles started. He wasn't like a teenager then. He would have been, if he's 55, he'd have been in his late 20s, early 30s.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me think. 20 years would be 35. 17 make him 38. So
yeah.
Probably late 20s, early 30s.
He probably did drugs before that, but he had a job and he was okay. Just the pot.
Well, once he got into the cocaine, that's when it really went south.
Yeah, so he wasn't
and
a
so,
kid.
Well, no, and he was also, I mean, you know, he was on radio. He was a DJ. He had his own show. But what happened was is he stopped showing up to work, you know, and he started coming late. Yeah, it is scary. And, you know, Ted, and I think he would tell you, Ted is bipolar, and he knows it. And so that means he has a slight mental...
He has to stay on his medicine.
Right, and he has to stay on his medicine. And so Ted's never going to be... He'll never be the person that's out there cutting his grass and painting his picket fence. And yet... He's doing pretty well. He's paying taxes and he has a job, you know?
Where's he living now?
He lives in Dublin.
He's back in Ohio.
Yeah.
I thought he was out in California at one time.
Well, he just went out to California because he was going to be on the, let's see, what show was it out there? What show films out in L.A.? Shoot, what show was it? Well, I know what it was. He was out there to meet with some people about helping, you know, grow his career. But that was his first management group. And they went out to Hollywood, you know, talk about a reality show and all those kinds of things. That's why he went out there. I actually visited him out there. My dental lab.
Interesting to be from Dublin now, because Dublin is not just average. Dublin's a nicer place to live, to be homeless and now in Dublin. Even.
Oh, I know. You look out his window and there's one of those, you know, retention ponds with a fountain,
yeah.
And it's not too far from a golf course. And
is he with his lady?
The girlfriend, Kathy, yeah, they're still together.
And you guys just met each other through the teeth.
How did I meet Ted? Yeah, since I have my radio show and Ted was in radio, my people knew his people, or vice versa. So I had said to them, hey, Ted's teeth are awful. He's going to need his teeth done. I said, you know, I'd be happy to do it. And they said, no, we don't need that because Dr. Phil's got it all taken care of.
Yeah.
So what they didn't know is Ted was going to check himself out of rehab 9 days later. And also, he went to the L.A. dentist Dr. Phil set him up with, and he didn't like it. He walked out.
I think I did hear that. Yeah. And you didn't really know him. It's just through connections of radio.
Right. We were introduced, and now he considers me a friend. I consider him a friend. I wrote him when he was in recovery. It's funny because I called the recovery center, and I said, you have a patient. And I gave him the name. And I said, and if I wanted to send him a letter, I know he can't make more than one phone call a week, and that's always to his manager attorney. But if I wanted to send him a letter, how would I do that? What's the address? And they said, well, first of all, we can't either confirm nor deny that he's here. Anybody by that name is here.
Yeah.
But if you were to send a letter, here's
this
the address.
How you do it.
So I got the address. I wrote him a letter. And within a week or so, he wrote me back. It was handwritten in pencil, you know, on paper, like you're in third grade kind of thing. And we exchanged about three letters while he was in there. And it was kind of, I think it was nice for him to hear from the outside world. And he's very spiritual.
Right.
He believes God has, you know, brought him to this point. And he believes that God made him suffer on the street for 17 years so he could be to this point. Okay. So
now he's become a spokesman.
Yeah.
He became a spokesman, so
right.
to speak, of his bad experiences. And, you know,
right.
trying to ward off other bad experiences.
Yeah. I am, yes. Sunday mornings from 8 until 9. Do you ever listen? No.
Between 8 and 9, I'm not awake.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do if you're interested is you can listen to the podcasts. You can go to dentallyspeaking.com and you can just listen to any show you want by just clicking on it. And you can start it, minimize it on your desktop, and just listen while you work, while you email and do whatever you do.
I just see you on TV commercials.
So oh, the TV?
That, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this your unit?
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
nice.
I'm using it for the radio show. I go out and I interview people. Do live remotes. So if you've ever listened to the show, which I know you didn't, I've done a live remote from the Buddy Walk, Proof Stadium, for Down Syndrome.
Down Syndrome. Yeah.
And I did one at a NASCAR race in Watkins Glen, New York. I did one at Norwalk, Ohio, at Summit Raceway Park, a drag race. And last week, I was in Texas, and so I used my live remote equipment to remote into the station. My guest was from Buffalo but had been traveling. He was in Toronto, so he called the station on the hotline. I remoted in, so it sounded like I was in the studio and he was on the phone. You wouldn't have known that I wasn't in Columbus.
That's
so,
pretty odd to do that.
Yeah, check it out. It's a lot of varied topics.
And what do you do? Do you have just like promotions here, or do you do actual dental work in here?
We don't do dental work yet, but I'm hoping to get some dental equipment and have about 2 dental chair setups for charitable dental work. Right now it's just more promotions, but I hope that, I mean, what we would do is we would store it underneath when we're not using it, and then we would set it up inside. There's room for a couple people to be treated at the same time. And so I'm working on it. It's about $50,000 I need to raise.
Near 10 minutes or so. Yeah. So. And where is your office?
We are at 4308 North High, which is
Clintonville.
Yeah, Clintonville, just near Henderson Road. You know there's a post office there?
I know.
Do you know where Graceland Shopping Center is?
Not really,
no?
But I know the general area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're south of Morse Road on High Street.
Okay.
That you might know, because most people know
that's where
North
Broadway
TJ's
is. Because that takes you to
TJ's.
Riverside.
TJ's, yeah. If you go to TJ's and turn south, we're just a little bit further down from that. What's your name?
Marianne Armstrong,
and this must be your...
I'm Sharon, yeah, clearly her daughter.
Okay, yeah, I knew you were from mother and daughter, you could tell that.
Well, thank you.
What do you guys do? What do you do?
Retired.
You're tired?
Retired. And tired, yes.
Retired what?
Retired from food service in the high school.
Oh, okay.
High school. And cool. I also worked at Grand Hospital registration.
My son's mother-in-law works in food service in the local school in New York.
I did Hamilton where they went to school, so Hamilton okay. Local.
So you got mom's home cooking at school, too?
Mm-hmm. Well, better.
What do you do?
I work in a special preschool.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, that's neat. So you have lots of patients.
I'm a secretary, and so it's a preschool for 3 to 5 year olds.
Okay.
Special needs.
Okay. So you don't work with the patients, you're a secretary.
Secretary,
all right.
Yeah. But got I it. Get the kids a lot if they're like, you know, if they need time out or whatever, they're with me.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. No, it's a nice school. A
well,
nice
I place. Have a brother who's about 3 years younger that is mentally slow, and he was always in the special ed classes.
But it's really interesting. We have a peer model program, so it's really interesting how it's grown. The classrooms are half special needs, half peer models.
Okay.
To try to integrate and be their peer models. They're learning that everybody's okay and everybody's just different. And
right.
It's a really neat program.
Right? Yeah. No, my brother does really well. Well, sometimes I'm envious of him because they helped him get a job. His high school special ed teacher helped him get a job right out of high school driving a forklift for Stouffer's Foods, you know, and it's now known as Nestle's Foods, mm-hmm. but he still works there. He's been there about 33
yeah.
years, and he's,
oh,
you know, he has more vacation time than I do, and more sick time, and more paid.
And, you know, one of the things I wanted to mention is a little update on Ted is Ted's actually getting ready to buy a condominium. He's not going to be living in Dublin anymore, but he's still going to be living in Columbus, Central Ohio, in a nice town. And he'll have his own condo instead of renting one. So that's a nice update to hear that Ted's doing well. And I think I think I'm going to talk about next week's show. But before we do, let's go to this commercial break.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Ba-dooby-doop, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have years of coffee, tea, or smoke darkened your teeth? Do you remember when your smile was white and bright? Would you like to recapture the days when your smile lit up the room? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
All right, and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I want to expand a little bit on what I was telling that woman about the rolling studios and the donated dental equipment. I have applied for some grants in hopes of generating enough money to purchase that equipment, and then what I would do is I would take it out into the community, different communities around the state, maybe even around the nation, and do some free dental care for folks. After all, dental care or dental health is the largest unmet need in the nation, not just in Ohio, but in the nation. And so if you would like to help with that effort, if you have any interest in helping us do that, you can go to drkvitko.com or dentallyspeaking.com And you can click on the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund icon and make a donation. Okay, it doesn't have to be a lot. It could be a few bucks, $5, $10, $20. Whatever it is, it adds up, because if thousands of people do it, then it adds up quickly. Okay, so please go there, tell your friends, you know, everything that we do out of the Rolling Studio would be free to anybody who's in need, all right? And remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko, and please go to my Facebook page, my office Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. We'd really like that. Okay, now next week is going to be show number 290. It is going to be another Teeth Across America episode, and in this case, it is interviews that I did while I was at the Team Smile event that we held back on May 3rd. You might remember that I was instrumental in bringing the Team Smile event to Columbus, and so we're going to hear from folks that were there next week. All right, you've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Please tune in every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. Bye-bye.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.